This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I think the vaccines are coming along great, and I think the what they call therapeutics are coming along great, and I think we're going to have an answer very soon indeed. I think it will be even before the end of the year, we'll have a vaccine.
He's like a child who can't believe this has happened to him. All his whining and self-pity. Well, this pandemic didn't happen to him. It happened to all of us. And his job isn't to whine about it. His job is to do something about it, to lead.
The man who wants to be president, and of course the president's take on the vaccine, it is all about the coronavirus and what effect will it have on the upcoming election. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, I hope you are safe in your little hamlet, nook, cranny, whatever, and your slice of the pie somewhere in the world listening to this show. The news is bleak. There is no question about it. I do believe the president is right on the vaccine front. The sooner the better. We've been talking about that and keeping you up to date. July is a very big month for clinical trials. If they go well and the press is on, there's no doubt about it, to have something happen sooner rather than later. If we have a vaccine by this time next year, that would be miraculous. If we have a vaccine before the end of this year, it would be phenomenal. So this time next year, awesome. If we get it before that, it would be incredible. Whatever adjective you want to insert there, I've just given you four. Oh, I'm on top of this. We've had people on, and there's only so much they can tell us because this is now the time of trials, looking, testing, doing everything possible to make this become a reality. Sooner is definitely better. There's no question because in the United States, we have exploded with COVID-19, and it ain't political. Trust me. Everybody wants to make it political. It's not political to me. 126,000 people dead in the U.S. from COVID-19. 764,000 recovered. 2.47 confirmed cases worldwide. 489,000 dead confirmed cases. 9.61 million recovered. 4.81 million. I always give you the numbers because I think it's good to know what's happening. And this is the buzz in our land. This is what we're talking about. Coming up, we're going to chat with a woman in Tasmania who says they worry about us here in the United States and they feel so awful. And I'm hearing that from more people around the world. I talked to someone in the UK today who's coming up next week on the show, is going to be a guest. He said in London, that's what they're talking about. What about the Americans? What's happening in the United States? What are they doing? My God, how bad is it really? Are the numbers inflated? Is anyone wearing a mask? What's going on? Phoenix could see 28,000 new infections a day. That is an ugly, awful number. Now, when you see the infections, that doesn't mean all those people are goners, so they can be part of those, a big chunk of those people could be quarantining at home once they find out that they have it. These are just scary numbers when you think of how many, many people, right? Let me give you some more numbers. Of the 3,141 counties across the United States, 745 experiencing an epidemic outbreak. More than 1,200 seeing spreading trends. So infections across the United States have been surging for more than a week after trending down for over 6 weeks, catching some of us off guard. Not here not what we're talking about on the show, but I know people don't want to believe, and then they see it all of a sudden, and the worst of the worst was the partying on Memorial Day weekend. Could you have social distance, had less than 10 people in the backyard? Absolutely. Have I done that? Absolutely. But half naked at a party with 150 people? No. And that's what is sparking some of this. The sad part of it, and this happened less than 10 miles from where I live, where the mini studio is, 18 people in the same family infected with the coronavirus. Why? Surprise party. Nephew comes. Everybody's careful. Everybody's distancing. Everybody's washing hands. They've done this. They've done this. Like so many of us. And unfortunately, he works in construction. Somebody on his site had it, gave it to him. He passed it on, especially to the grandparents, where four people are hospitalized. One, the grandfather in serious condition on a ventilator, might not make it. Very, very sad. And nobody wants to be in that situation. And this is what this horrible, twisted, sick virus does to us. It's like when we say the now trite and old, and I get it. It's like trotting out the same line, hashtag we're all in this together. But families are all in this together. Because when you nestle down with your family and you bring it into that nest, older people, more vulnerable people, and anybody in your house can certainly contract it. And whatever their reaction is, you have no way to be certain. And I can't imagine the guilt, the feelings of dread that anybody would feel being in that situation. And I guarantee, because our mailbag is flooded with questions about this, I guarantee nobody wants to feel that feeling. Nobody wants to be in that situation. In Texas, hospitalizations have doubled. New cases have tripled in 2 weeks. Florida's single-day count, 5,500 on Wednesday, a 25% jump from the record 4,049 on June 20th. Los Angeles County, remember how Gavin Newsom was talking about how great the state is doing, the governor there? Guess what? They're in the middle of this now. So in Los Angeles, again, county, they've had the most cases of all U.S. counties, with more than 85,000 confirmed infections. And I'll say it again, infections, hopefully, dear God, hopefully, most of those people recover from it, but we don't know that, if they recover or not. Those are numbers of cases, because there is no cure. Thus, the president talking about the vaccine, feeling good about what he's hearing as well. The sooner there is a cure for this, the sooner there's a vaccine, the easier we will all sleep at night. But in California, to say that cases have surged nearly 70% in just 2 days, that is frightening. What is it being blamed on? People having parties, bringing family members, just like the group in Texas, to their home, thinking it's okay, it's okay, it's family. Everybody has pretty much sheltered in place, if you want to call it that. We're staying home. And then somebody didn't know it, had it, didn't really show the symptoms, and gave it to others in the family. More reaction from a couple of governors coming up next.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 buy face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
You are seeing the positivity rate grow, which obviously we want to turn that in the other direction. Some of what you're seeing, though, is the fact that this is mass testing regardless of symptoms.
The positivity rate has begun to increase over the course of the last few weeks. It's 5.1% now positivity rate over the last 14 days. What I'm not sharing in terms of a slide but want to share with you in a transparent way is a 5.6% positivity rate in the last 7 days.
All right, 2 concerned governors. I mentioned what was happening in some areas right at the top. DeSantis there from Florida and Gavin Newsom from California. He went on about the whole positivity rate thing. Bottom line is to crush this like cockroaches is what we need to happen, and we can't wave a magic wand. So for now, we are absolutely stuck in this together, whether we like it or not. And it's really families watching out for other family members, which is why it's interesting to watch this tug of war over masks continue. Because you wear a mask, it's not so much about you, certainly you around other people, but if all the people around you don't have it, it's not the same thing to be effective. Everybody would have to have a mask. And so what's happening in whether it's a conservative area or a more liberal area, it's the governor's decision and some individual counties arguing as to whether you have to wear the masks when you're outdoors, when you're in some of these places that have gradually reopened. So that's now becoming a new reality for 20-plus states who were reopening. It looked good, but then it all started to unravel when there were more cases and more sad tragedies like this family that, fingers crossed and everything else, they don't lose people. But what a scary thing to happen and to have to hear that news and then be just holding vigils to really hope and pray that your family comes out of it. And then, of course, there's all the conversation about we're still in the middle of the first wave, but the possibility of the second wave and what happens in the second wave or not. We've been doing an unofficial poll as to looking at the virus, how many people think the pandemic has been handled well and how many think it hasn't been handled well. And not a surprise with this audience, because remember, we love the no labels, or somebody who is staunch in what they feel, but they're willing to have the conversation no matter where the conversation takes you. It's pretty much 50-50 at this point. You can weigh in. Maybe you can sway it in a different direction. Just hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. So I think we're going to see what's going to really kick in July. You heard the numbers that I said at the top, 126,000 people have died. There are those that recovered, which is, of course, the great news. And more of that is what we want, right? Give us more and more of that. And I think part of it is people were pretty vigilant in the beginning. And it wasn't so much about, is it a Democratic thing? Is it a Republican thing? Is it a, anti-president, pro-president? It wasn't so much about that. It was just really, frankly, people doing what we thought would work to flatten the curve, and then it working, and then people getting sloppy. That's what I think has happened. I think people have gotten comfortable if they were, in fact, doing social distancing and wiping some stuff down and washing hands a little bit more than normal, I guess, is what we'll say. But the virus, we wish, but the virus is not done with us. At this point, that's pretty clear from the conversations that certainly that we've had with people on this show, and so much of what else you hear out there. I'll call it the unfiltered, varnished news, the actual news, the who, what, where, when, and why. And the death, now the death rate is projected to hit 180,000 by October. People want to compare what's happening now and to us to what happened with the Spanish flu, and there are a lot of differences there, except for that with the Spanish flu, you were talking about 50 million people. And I've said this on this show, my great-grandmother was killed then. She got the virus, and I have no details about her because my grandmother was 7 months old, and my great-grandfather basically moved on. That was it. Sad, boom, and remarried. And so I knew nothing about that family. And I'm hearing that from more people that I've talked to. And it's pretty scary to think, because where I grew up is an area that they were pretty cavalier about it. That Philadelphia, New Jersey area, people were wearing masks in the Midwest, in the West Coast, and wherever. And they weren't arguing about whose fault is it, what was going on, from everything I can read. Of course, I can't transport myself back in time, but my interpretation of everything I'm reading and hearing is that those who followed some protocols had a better chance to survive. And they didn't have the products or the possibilities of what we have, of even entertainment-wise. Let's face it, if you go back to the mid-1900s, almost the mid-1900s, and look what happened there and how they were able to battle that. I mean, it just scares me to death when I think of my pals in Arizona, where you've got 80% capacity, and same, Florida's having issues, Texas is having issues. It's about the beds, right? So you get this, and you take a turn for the worse, and no matter what string you try to pull, if you have some to pull, there is no room. So elective surgeries, for example, people that were going in for hip or back or something that they, or even more elective than that, but even those, they're being put off because of the fear of not having enough space and not having enough space to accommodate those that come in with any form of the novel coronavirus. So watch, pay attention, and just be diligent when you're out there, for goodness sake, and make your choices. You know, make the bigger, better, badder choices for your family, what they are. Social distancing works. Supporting your local restaurants, your favorite rib joint, whatever works, just curbside, pull up, get it, and there you go. And I've done it. I know. We're supporting, the Hubs and I are supporting anybody we can in our neighborhood. But again, we are practicing being safe because we've seen what's happened when people haven't done that, even in our own, you know, blocks away from us in our own neighborhood. Believe it or not, there are a few other things that we're talking about, even though this absolutely is the buzz in the land, and this is the common denominator of one of the things that is going to be heavily debated heading into Election Day. And the presidential debates, there's three of them, to me, could not be more interesting to see what happens in, during those presidential debates. Because we know certainly that, that there's going to be a lot of questions surrounding this. So I talked about enforcement a little bit, but just to give you a slice of life in North Carolina, several sheriffs in North Carolina say they won't enforce the state's mask mandate. Three, in fact, say they're not going to do it. They're not going to enforce the Democratic governor's mandate despite the growing number of cases, because you had Roy Cooper issue an executive order that's going to require people in the state to wear a mask in public, physical distancing of 6 feet from other people where that's not possible. So he's not saying if it's not, if it is possible, it's fine. If it's not, yes. So that kicks in on Friday. What is that going to look like? And whether or not where people are doing business, are they going to really look at that 6 feet? Can they do that successfully? Can they do it successfully, I guess, is the name of the game. If it's the bar thing I think is worrisome, because you could distance. You could distance at restaurants. You could be outdoors. But what is the secret formula? And like I said before, this shouldn't be political to me. It really shouldn't be. This is our health. This is a place we all haven't been, thank goodness, in our lifetimes, unless you were in SARS, battled that, traveling, or MERS. But we haven't been here before. Oof. Headed to the mailbag next. You got plenty of opinions on the flip side.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Global coronavirus cases have now exceeded 10 million. It's a major milestone in the spread of the disease that's killed nearly 500,000 people in 7 months. in Texas, Florida, and Arizona.
It's clear across the Sun Belt that there's something happening, particularly among younger Americans, and that's why we fully support Governor Abbott's decision to close bars and limit restaurants.
Vice President Mike Pence on CBS's Face the Nation. But in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the death toll fell to 5 on Saturday, the lowest number that New York State has recorded in more than 3 months.
This is a virus. It doesn't respond to politics. You can't tweet at it. You have to treat it.
Governor Cuomo on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News. Black Lives Matter protests are continuing across the country. Police in Kentucky say a suspect is in custody after the death of a 27-year-old man who was fatally shot amid protests over the killing of Breonna Taylor.
What I hear is a concern and a frustration that I have felt as a person who's been stopped by law enforcement 18 times in the last couple decades, including this year. What I hear in the protesters is enough already. Let's get to the table and get something done.
Senator Tim Scott joining CBS's Face the Nation. Kansas State football players say they will boycott all team activities until the university creates a policy that would expel any student for racist actions. The request comes after a tweet by a student mocking George Floyd's death. The House has passed a sweeping police reform bill. The legislation will end qualified immunity, which protects officers from lawsuits. It also bans chokeholds and no-knock warrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, coming up a little bit later in this show, she's in Tasmania right now. E. Hagen is going to join us, and she's multi-talented. Not only takes a big concept, happiness, but she illustrates the book as well, and it's all about that dialogue and the dialogue of the 12 concepts that you can explore at home or at school, and I think it's limitless as to how many people would love this book. But E. Hagen, you are in Tasmania, and you and I talked off the air. As far as novel coronavirus, COVID-19, what's it been like there?
We've had a fairly good time of it, actually. We were able to lock down the state early, and as of this morning on the radio, I heard that it's been 6 weeks since we've had any new cases, so we're really lucky. But the state next door to us, Victoria, it's not doing so well, so it's had a few new cases they didn't want. So, you know, like, it's touch and go, but our heart goes out to people in the states because you're having such a tough time there, and it's hard to see on the news all the time.
Oh, boy.
I can't imagine what you guys are going through.
Yeah, and it's tough, and there's so many debates about masks and social distancing. And do you feel like, and of course it's smaller, but in Tasmania, do you feel like people really did that and tried to observe that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got an older population here, and, like, I mean, at my mum's place in country Tasmania, so social distancing is quite easy. Especially if you have a few, big blocks of land, and you can just go for a walk up and down the road with your dog or whatever and talk to people over the fence. It's not so hard.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, that's so, so much better. But for you, you're somebody you've taught abroad, you've traveled abroad, and now you're grounded. So you had to get used to that, right?
Yeah. Yes, there are different phases in life, and sometimes you have times when you're really busy and other times you're really slow, and I'm just looking at it as one of those times where everything's much slower and there's no point being agitated to get out and do things when nobody else can get out and do things either so much. So it's just be very zen about it and go, okay, go with the flow.
And I like that. Yeah, that's why you wrote a book called Happiness, so you can tell. So we're going to speak to E. Hagen later in the show about her book Happiness. Thanks so much for sharing with us what's going on in Tasmania.
Oh, thank you for asking, but we're doing fine, but thank you.
All right, so we're going to do a little abbreviated version of the mailbag, and this one is from Hal, and Hal says, Kate, you know, when you first started talking about mask on, mask off, I thought, screw it, I don't feel like wearing a mask. Why do I have to wear a mask? And I got all caught up in a few people who were talking about trampling on our liberties and our rights to not wear a mask or wear a mask if we want to. And I guess we do live in the United States of America, and you are free, and you do have free will. But when it messes with your family, usually most of us don't want to be a group of killers. And I got to listen to some of these doctors that I've heard on your show, on other shows, and the conversations. Maybe in the beginning we could play this game, but I think it's just foolhardy. And I am a conservative Republican, and I part company with my pals who think, no way, you're not going to tell me that I have to wear a mask, because frankly, I don't want to kill my wife and kids and my mother-in-law who's living with us now. It would be the worst thing that I can imagine, and I encourage other people to wear a mask. So as for your poll that you took a month or so ago, I was a mask-off, screw you person, I am a mask-on card-carrying conservative Republican. All right, thanks for that, Hal, who was definitely, again, he gets the family thing. That's his angle. All right, move to this one. This is from Jake, who frequently emails the show in Austin, who says, Kate, I'm breaking on the COVID conversation to talk about the dust plume. What do you know about this crazy dust plume? I happened to hear something about it on my local radio station. I knew for sure that you would have the 911 on it. Tell us more. I'm glad you brought that up, because this is crazy, right? You know, in the Sahara, you sometimes will get these dust storms you can't even see in front of your face. We talked to soldiers who told us about some of what they had to deal with, and when the dust storms would kick up. I mean, this is serious. This dust has been pushed into the air by a few dust storms across Africa, and it's made a journey from there, 5,000 miles across the Atlantic, the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, and now into the United States. And it's going to overtake entire states. So southern Illinois, I know people are listening to us. Ohio, you're going to get that mixy, crummy stuff in the air. If you have problems with asthma, allergies, that kind of stuff, it's going to bug you. But if you don't, it's going to look kind of wild to see this muddy kind of off-white color that will blanket the air. And the dust layer just kind of moves in and moves around and moves out. But it'll be more dense, I think, in some places and not as dense in other places. And over the weekend, you may see it. A lot of people might see it. You might see some great sunrises and sunsets. And because what happens here, and I've been through this in Palm Springs, you get a deepery, orangey, reddish color is what you would see. And again, sunrise, sunset, you might get that there. Ooh, I went through one terrible dust plume in Palm Springs. It was just anything to get to the car, I could not even see. And they were playing in the big tennis tournament there that they have every year, the Paribas Open, it's called, the pro-men and women play there. And you could tell they just wanted to call it off so badly, but they wouldn't call it. And it was awful. I don't even know how they could hit the tennis balls, because you couldn't even see in front of you. And this is exactly what it looks like. And sometimes, in some places, like I said, it would be thicker. The layer would be thicker. And some places it won't be quite as thick. So, hey, thanks for bringing that one up. All right, this is from Steve. Steve, he's a Steve-O in Portland. Kate Delaney, when I listen to the show, sometimes I laugh out loud. I miss some of your funny, but I get it. It is serious times when it comes to COVID. I'm not even 30, and I'm thinking, Jesus, please don't let me kill my family. Sorry to be blunt, but that's how I feel. And my friends, it's a mixed bag. They think it's ridiculous. It won't happen to us. Blah, blah, blah. Why can't we do the same things? Okay, so sometimes we'll wear a mask. Sometimes we won't wear a mask. It really is. I think, you know, we're going to be okay. We just have to hang together. I think the message is not getting through to everyone, and that's part of the problem. And, hey, it didn't get through to me in the beginning, but now seeing some of the stories and having conversations with people listening to your show and other shows, it is a place I don't want to be. So I have a truck. I drive around in my truck. I got a stack of masks. I hand them to people if they don't have them, if they want one. I wear one, no biggie. I go and get my brews. I go and do my errands, and I feel okay. And I'm doing what I can to do my part. My parents live not too far away from me, and we social distance. So I encourage every one of your listeners to do the same. All right, how about this one? This one is from Chip, and Chip says, Kate, how about this upcoming election? I think that some of the Democrats are a little bit cocksure of what's going to happen, feeling like everything's going to be dumped on the president and his administration, but when it comes down to the votes, I think that they'll be surprised how many will still go for the Trumpster, liking some of what he's done and the way he talks, because he's not a political animal, and that was the whole reason for many of us for electing Trump, is that we wouldn't get another politician who says one thing, does another thing. Yeah, he's a little bit raw sometimes with his mannerisms. He's clumsily will step on things that he doesn't need to step on, or do something ridiculous on Twitter, but then make a lot of sense the next day. And that's what you get from somebody who's just a regular human who happens to be a billionaire. I think some of the backlash is the way he doesn't play the politically perfect game. Oh, there's no doubt when he got elected, that's absolutely the reason. Because it was the same old lawyers, same old people who went down the political path and then felt like they'd earned it and just walked down that road. And getting an outsider in D.C. was part of the genius of Trump running and getting it, and shocking many, many Republicans who felt like they paid their dues, and then they were on the stage, and one by one they fell off the stage, and he, fair and square, did get the nomination, and then we have seen what's happened from there. I think, you know, the economy obviously plays heavy into any president, doesn't matter how they got there, Democrat or Republican, and what happens with the pandemic. If the pandemic is so out of control, on fire, and more jobs, more jobs, more jobs, then it's tougher when it comes to weighing and voting. Although some people may just say, forget it, I'm not voting for anyone, and I've heard that. So we will certainly know by November. I think things are going to get interesting and hot campaign-wise in the next 4 months, leading right up to the doorstep of November. This or that, next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Of this or that at the tail end of this hour. Hey, everyone. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us on this show. Any thoughts, you can share them. Go to katedelaneyradio.com and flip me an email. Just click on contact. Let her rip, whichever way you fly and whatever you want to talk about. Joining us now is Eric, our technical maestro for this show. For the fun thing that we do called this or that, because you know you got to make choices, and especially now, right? There's no playing in between. You got to make a choice. You're going this way or you're going that way. But we have fun with it. We keep it a little bit lighter. We need something to laugh about. We need some lightness on the show. So Eric, the pressure's on you to be funny.
Oh no, it's all gonna go wrong.
It's all gonna go wrong. You know what? You know what it's like. For people, I'm going to peel back the onion for you. So when you interview comedians, and we've had some comedians on this show, some pretty big ones, and I'm going to try to get comedians once a week on. When you have comedians on, and they hate this, when people say, just be funny. I mean, tell me something funny. Tell me a joke. Be funny. Because that's not how they roll. That's not how it works. It's you get on a stage, and sometimes the material works with people, and sometimes it doesn't. So you can just take a breath. Just relax. Don't worry about it. Just let it out. All right, so this is a big one. Because of the virus and everything, people are thinking they need something to perk them up, especially if they're staying at home more, and they're talking about Christmas in July. Well, we're almost in July. So if you're going to have Christmas in July, would you have a real tree or a fake tree?
I probably wouldn't mess with the real tree. I'd probably get a fake one.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I would get a fake tree for now, but I hate fake trees. In my real world life, I would always get a real tree. But I think you'd have a tough time finding one, and I'm not chopping down any trees right now. So I would do the fake tree thing. But normally, in a regular Christmas situation, I really do like a real tree. Some people say it's a pain. The needles get everywhere. You got to put it up, put all the stuff on it, and it's like, bah humbug, why are we doing Christmas if I just am getting some pre-flocked thing at, you know, down the street at Home Depot?
Yeah, I love real trees. You know, I love the smell of them.
Smell!
And, it's kind of nice being around them, too. You know, they're supposed to, like, let off more oxygen or something. I don't know.
They do. Good on you. You did a little research there. You didn't even know I was going to ask you that. But yeah, they do. They give that off. There is something about it. I think there's something about what it does to our spirits, and that's why people are putting out Christmas lights at their house or whatnot, because they're trying to lift spirits. They're thinking of creative, clever things that they can do. So you have a choice. You're either going to get, and this is it, I mean, there's other desserts you can have, but you have a choice of gelato or ice cream. What do you take?
I'm not even sure what the difference is right now.
Gelato is a little bit, it tastes way different. It's not the same, you know, what's the difference between them? Well, gelato is, it's kind of sweeter. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have the same texture as ice cream. It's different from sherbet and sorbet. It's Italian, so you say gelato. It's Italian, but it has less milk fat, so it's a little bit warmer, and the texture is softer than ice cream because they churn it less, so it does taste different. It tastes very different from ice cream.
Huh.
Now you know the difference.
Better. Yeah, sounds good. I'll go with the gelato.
You go with the gelato. My heart would be in the ice cream, but because I'm trying to not get a COVID-19, which is what people are calling the weight you gain during this time because you're just eating whatever, going to the store and getting too many things or having food delivered. So I think I would go with the gelato, too. And it definitely tastes different. It feels lighter. It tastes good. You would like it, but it's not at all like ice cream. It's just kind of sweeter, kind of different tasting.
Cool.
All right, so we're both into the Italian gelato. And you can get that, by the way, in the market. The virus lifts. Oh, thank goodness. We have a vaccine. Yay! And you have a ticket, but you can only go to one of these two cities, New York or states. New York or California. Where are you going?
California.
California, here I come. Why California? Because you want to get eaten by a shark, go get on a surfboard, see the hot California girls. What do you want to go to California?
All of the above.
All of the above. Go to Disneyland and ride on Dumbo.
Yeah, sure, why not? Knott's Berry Farm.
I don't like Knott's Berry Farm.
You don't?
I do.
Oh, okay, I was like...
Ooh, how could I not like it? I like it. My heart would be into going to New York, but I have a lot of friends and people also in California, and I was supposed to go to California, and thanks to Mr. Virus, that got canceled. It was 2 weeks before I was supposed to go. No, it was a week before I was supposed to go to California. I was going to take the show there. I was going to be in Los Angeles, and I was going to be in Palm Springs, and I was going to be there over a week. But I even had a studio set up, everything. But that's probably why I would probably go retrace those steps first. I would probably go to California, too. And you know what? I like Universal. I like going to Universal. It's fun. The original Universal is, I think, better in California than the one in Florida.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
I've been
it's just different. Yeah, it's cool. All right, so we get to go to Vegas. Vegas needs people to come to it. It's safe now because we know that the virus has lifted in our world. And we take the show there. Hotels want us to be on the property and do a show. So you get to come in. I get to come in. And we get some spending money for the floor of the casino. But the two areas we can use it are not on the slot machines. Craps or roulette? Which one are we doing?
I'll go with craps.
Craps, because you want to scream, come on, snake eyes, come on!
Yeah.
Blow on my dice!
Seems more exciting. Actually, I don't think I've ever played either in the casino.
Like, no!
Yeah, I'm usually in the Texas Hold'em or the blackjack tables.
Yeah, you know what, actually, I'm a Texas Hold'em person, too. I learned how to play it, and I used to have friends that had a friendly game. And I really got into Texas Hold'em and blackjack. And I lived in Vegas, so blackjack, yeah. Blackjack is, it's not easy, though. There is some strategy to these games, especially Texas Hold'em, but blackjack, too, because somebody can mess you up on the table. So I would be like you. That's where I would normally would be. Mm. But of the two, roulette's easier in the sense it's just, you know, hey, you throw some chips on the number or you do black or red. And there's a couple of other plays there. Roulette is different from craps. Craps, you know, the whole thing, I guess, because it's still the same thing of where are you putting your money and what are you looking for. I think I would say roulette, too. I would say roulette.
Oh, I said craps.
You said craps. Oh, no, craps. Yeah, I meant craps. Yeah. I think I would say craps, too, because it is more exciting.
Yeah.
It is.
You think so? Like, yeah, I haven't tried either of them in the casino, but yeah, craps seems more exciting, so.
Yeah, my, because I didn't grow up too far from Atlantic City, like maybe 45 minutes, so when I took my husband, Neophyte, to gambling, because of course he didn't grow up gambling or know anything about gambling, I took him there, and he put down, he didn't even know what he was doing, he just put some chips on the roulette, and he tripled the money.
Wow.
And I looked at his face, and he was so excited, and I said, we're leaving right now.
Good call.
Because I knew. And he's not a gambler guy, so I knew. We got to leave. Oh, we have one more. So, saltwater taffy or chocolate? Which are you taking?
Saltwater taffy.
Yes! Saltwater taffy for me, too. I love it when you can look in the window. Have you ever seen that where they do the machines and they are doing the taffy thing?
Not yet. I don't think
so. Oh, you are a neophyte. We got to get a free trip to the casinos, and I'm going to take you to get some saltwater taffy, and we're going to play, what'd we say, craps.
That would be awesome.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, katedelaneyradio.com. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.